This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Ecker.
I'm Lisa Koenig.
And I'm Jasmine Crichton.
There was recently a piece in the New York Times with the headline, "When Coziness with Sources is a Conflict." It's by Margaret Sullivan. It starts off that, in theory, most serious journalists can agree on this principle. It's a bad idea to get too close to your sources. Cordiality, yes. Coziness, no. Is that kind of a fine line, Jasmine, the line between cordiality and coziness?
Well, it is, and this is a contested issue with many journalists now. I was at a convention just this past summer, and an issue was brought up where a student – well, actually, a school was praising the student who had just gotten a job at a very popular newspaper, and she had – you know, gained many Twitter followers and that kind of thing. And they were praising it and saying, oh, well, you know, she just went to this dinner and took a picture of herself, a selfie with this big time politician. And it went viral, at least in their terms, it went viral. And it you know, gave them something to be proud of. But then there were other people at this convention that said, wait a minute. So the student took a selfie with this person that she'll probably be covering here in D.C., and you're okay with it. Well, doesn't that cross a line? And then there starts the debate, right? Because some people really don't see that as okay, and some people are okay with it. And it seems like the younger generation is much more comfortable than the older generation of reporters and journalists.
And maybe if I was younger, I would be interested in that same sort of photo. But right now, I cover someone. I really don't have a need. I don't care who it is. I don't really have a need to have my photo taken with that person. Even when Barack Obama came to Macomb several times when he was running for the U.S. Senate, and you sort of got a sense of bigger things out of him. I don't know if anyone envisioned him becoming president so quickly, but you got to feel this is a guy on the move up. I still didn't, you know, stop and pose, put my arm around the guy and get a photo taken with him. It just seems, as a reporter, it just seems weird to me. What do you think, Lisa?
Yeah, I think it seems weird. I think you have to think about how the reader sees it or your audience sees it, because I think just the perception, I mean, even if you just have that one picture taken and you never see him again, the perception is bad. You don't want your audience thinking that you're being chummy with the people you cover. You want them to think that you're going to be impartial and, you know, not pull any punches in your coverage.
What about Stephen Colbert gave the commencement speech at Knox College a few years ago. I went up to that with one of our student reporters. The student actually did the story, did the coverage that day. And during the course of events, afterwards, actually had his photo taken with Stephen Colbert, who is a comedian. Is that okay with you, or does that even kind of cross the line because it's someone that you are covering and reporting on?
See, I don't think I'd have it. Well, it depends. What is he going to do with that picture, right? So is it just going to be for his own personal use? Hey, I met someone here. This is the story I did. Or is it going to be put out there? And also, it's a comedian. So are we, you know, it's not like a controversial figure necessarily. Now, however, you know, Stephen Colbert is now the next David Letterman, we've all discovered. But, you know, he's not necessarily a controversial figure. It might be looked down upon, but I don't think I personally have a problem with it. I don't think I would tell a student, oh, you shouldn't have done that after the fact.
And I would say, I can't say don't do that either, because I'm actually the one who took the photo
right.
of them together.
Right.
So.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't sound like it affected the coverage at all, I mean, of the event. I think the people who should really be careful are the beat reporters who become familiar with people they're covering on a regular basis and friendly, and that's where things get complicated because you might – I mean, I remember one of my coworkers, a political reporter, who would get invitations from Senator Dick Durbin to have dinner or – you know, and he would decline because he thought it would just look wrong to readers. So I think that's where you have to watch out for when familiarity becomes something more.
What about this correspondence dinner that they hold in Washington every year where all the reporters get together and there's usually some the president, I believe, usually shows up, or someone from his staff, certainly a high-ranking official from the staff will show up. Doesn't that, in my opinion, that just seems like it's gotten way too chummy and too much of a almost a celebrity type of thing. Hey, you know, I'm just a nerdy reporter, but look at me now. You know, I'm with so-and-so. What do you think of that dinner? Is it maybe time to stop that?
I don't see it stopping, but I do see that there are a couple outlets that have stopped attending. The Times, according to this article, is one of those newspapers who have decided to stop attending the annual White House Correspondents' Dinner. They pretty much said it was a schmooze fest, and you know, it feels like attending would feel like it sent the wrong signal to their readers and their viewers. I would have to agree with the Times there. It does seem like a schmooze fest, and it doesn't even look really professional anymore. It's really much more of a comedic entertainment environment.
I love the word schmooze fest.
Yes.
Just want to toss that out there.
Yeah, I think that Times made a good call by banning their staff from attending that. And it looks better to look like you're maintaining a distance from your sources, as I'm agreeing here with the public editor, Margaret Sullivan, who wrote this column.
What about not just sources, but what about organizations? And I'll give you a personal example. I serve on the board of the West Central Illinois Arts Center. Mm-hmm. Doesn't sound like it should be anything too controversial. I'm trying to do a little bit to help out in the community. Heaven forbid that there should be some sort of scandal with that organization. Is it wrong for a reporter to be involved in such an organization? Are you potentially too cozy with a group that you might one day need to seriously report on?
I don't think so in your case. I mean, I think as long as you disclose it, if you ever have to report on them, I don't think it's good for reporters to serve on boards or on organizations that they cover on a regular basis, like a beat reporter serving on the city council, the city hall reporter. That would be an obvious conflict of interest.
It'd be very weird.
It would be very, very weird. Yeah, I think it's up to everyone's personal ethics, their personal code of ethics. Obviously, as Lisa said, disclosing that you are covering an organization that you have been a part of. You know, I go to the Rotary Club meetings in the mornings and during the week, and you know, I meet a lot of people who end up being potential contacts later on for stories. But I try to make sure that if something does come up in the future, I'll try to maintain my distance as well, because most of the time I'm dispatching people to go and report on this. I'm not actually reporting on it myself like you are, Rich, because you are the reporter here at Tri-States Public Radio. I'm typically someone who's sending out reporters, but I also have to be careful about that. So I try not to be very public about my opinions even.
All right. Hey, we have run out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.